Good to know news. Here we go. The country Estonia in Eastern Europe is trying to curb speeding, and they're testing out a new program. They have a new idea where people who are caught, if you're busted speeding, your punishment, you have to sit on the side of the road, kind of like in a timeout.
That's funny.
They're hoping it'll be more effective at stopping people that are speeding than just giving you a ticket and a fine. And they really want to make the drivers think about what they've done by speeding and how dangerous that is. Now, depending on how fast you're going, they're saying it could be anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour that they want you to sit on the side of the road.
Do you have to pay a fine as well, or is this in lieu of?
I don't know. I assume both, because who doesn't want to make money in the process, right? But I'll tell you right now, me having to sit on the side of the road for something for an hour is way more effective than charging me $100 or $200 for a ticket.
I don't know, though, because you don't like to spend money, so.
I don't. I'm the cheapest guy
in the
world.
So if someone said, Joe, you're going to have to, you owe $200 or you can sit on the side of the road for a half an hour, I know you're sitting on the side of the road for 30 minutes.
I don't know, though, because, Mackenzie, if you got to be somewhere and you're already late.
That's what I think it's awful. They were pulling people over on the way to that, like the side road to the airport. And I get it. But I was like, really? You're pulling them over. They're going to be late. They're going to probably miss their flight. I thought that was kind of cruel to do to people. Because clearly they're speeding to the airport to try to make their flight.
Yeah, it's no fun. Let's see here. We were talking about Porkchop earlier and his love of phones. Almost half of Americans or people say that they wish their smartphones had never been invented. 46% of people. Because of how they affect us. According to a new survey, one of the main reasons why is that they've ruined life and they made it so hard to relax. I would agree, because it's like another job you have to do. You've got to post stuff on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Are you on Snapchat? You should probably be on that too.
I think, though, you control it. And I think I've been really good at this recently. I put up boundaries. I'm not accessible to everybody at all times. And that's just the way it is.
But I don't even mean accessible, though. But like, it depends, though. But like the other day, you posted a lot of things on there. Don't you feel like that's a lot of work?
No, it's easy and fun for me, or I wouldn't do it. Like,
man.
I love posting stuff on Instagram. I love, interacting with people all over the country that I know, or like giving advice. I feel like that's the way I get to connect with people, and it's fun for me. I wouldn't do it if it was tedious.
I think maybe like then you're getting the good experience out of it, because I feel like a lot of people, at least I struggle with sometimes, I'm like, what the heck am I going to post? I'm like, I haven't posted anything in a week. What am I going to post?
Oh, really?
And I feel like people like feel like they have to force content out there sometimes.
Oh, no. I think it's super fun to me. The things I don't like to do is what we're forced to do.
Yeah.
Like at work and stuff, because I don't feel like I want to do that. I'm forced to do it, but no, social media is fun. I love doing it. It's easy. It's not work.
Okay, what made a police officer stop what he was doing in a subway and actually pull out a cell phone and start recording? It was this homeless woman, which goes to show you never judge a book by its cover. Listen to her voice. She looks like just distraught. Like she looks like she's seen some things. She looks like she needs a shower and to you just have like a little like chance to clean up. But this lady has the voice of an angel. Doesn't that sound amazing?
She's an angel.
And everybody's just walking right by her, wouldn't even think anything. Then she starts singing, and it's just so beautiful. So amazing. So
I hope she gets like a record deal or something.
No kidding. We'll put that video up on the Need to Know News blog so you can see that. NFL, the Panthers beat the Texans 16-10, your final there. And then we also have the Raiders beating the Colts 31-24. So not a good team for either one of your football teams, whether you're in Indy or in Houston. And today is a good day. It's a day I live by every day. It's National Ask a Stupid Question Day.
Well, I do that every day. So
what's a stupid question?
But actually, they always say there's no stupid question.
See, but I disagree. You don't think there's ever a dumb question? What? How about this? What if you ask a question that's just been asked?
Then you're just not a good listener.
Okay. Joe, can I go to the bathroom? Is that a stupid question?
Yes, yeah, because you're a full-grown adult. And are you asking me, like, can your body do that, or are you asking for permission?
May I?
Oh my gosh, why would you ask Joe that?
No, he does it all the time. It's so weird.
Joe the boss of you?
No, I mean, if there's something important going on and that I don't know about that he needs me here for.
Aw,
you,
wow.
You have...
You're totally giving Joe power over you.
As you should.
I'm Joe's boss, though.
That is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
There's a weird dynamic between you two. I'm just off of my own island over here.
That
That's a true statement.
Is Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now.